This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from various places, the Gun Writer, Armed American News, SAF.org, is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm just trying to cope with the ever-shifting landscape that we occupy.
Oh boy, it's been a couple of days, hasn't it? It's been a week, actually.
Yeah.
And it's not even over. I want to. I don't want to sound paranoid.
Okay.
Okay. But I think, you know, we're seeing an increase in the other team doing swatting. We just saw MTG representative Marjorie Taylor Greene got swatted. I'm aware of some folks in the pro-gun community who have been swatted. I would say anybody who's out there on Facebook, on social media, as far as expressing their support for the Second Amendment, I don't want to say they're at risk for being swatted, but I think they should be aware that that could be a possibility. Does that sound crazy?
No. I see it happening here and there, and I know it's – I know the – I guess the supposition is that if they get out there and say, listen, so-and-so is such and such, he's got a gun to his wife's head or something like that, that they're going there hot heavy and shoot somebody, right? Is that what they're trying?
They're actually saying a lot worse. I've looked at some of the reports that have come in. And brother, it's usually he has killed his spouse, he's shot his wife in the head,
right?
He's armed with an AR-15, and he's got his children held captive. That in any jurisdiction is going to get you some attention. Now, fortunately, my sources tell me, we have a lot of SWAT team commanders out there now who are talking about swatting, who, you know, they're not rushing in. They realize that this is a tactic of the left. They don't want their guys to be party to it. They don't want to be participating in something like this because they don't want a bad shoot. And that's what this could easily turn into. So I think there's a couple things people need to realize. One, this could happen to anybody. It could happen to me right now. But two, there's two ways to avoid getting hurt, and that's by good situational awareness and compliance. Now, let's say somebody calls and says that, you know, I've done all these bad things. What you're going to see is when you look out your window, if you're the victim of one of these, is a sea of red lights. Okay? There's going to be a dozen police cars there,
right?
Probably more.
Right.
And thankfully, what they're going to do is the SWAT team is not going to do a dynamic entry. They're going to do a call out. They're going to get on your cell phone if they can get it through reverse 911 or your home phone. They are going to contact you. And I've talked to some folks that actually had it happen here in Sarasota not too long ago. And the police were able to get through to them on their cell phone, which is fantastic. Now, They didn't follow the other part of it, the compliance part of it.
Right.
This is different than ATF showing up at your door and demanding entry. This is the situation where, in my humble opinion, you need to do whatever the nice young officers say or you're going to get your butt shot.
Right.
Total compliance. The one thing you don't want to do is walk outside and start arguing. Start talking about it. Well, I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. The police have heard that all before. They've heard that 1,000 times.
Sure.
So get through it and do what you need to do and move on. Now, you're in a very dangerous situation. I can attest, Bill. one of the most dangerous things in the world is having a young 24, 25 year old police officer with his assault, his patrol carbine aimed at your head and his finger on the trigger. Keep in mind, they don't train like you and I do on these things.
Right.
That's a very, very bad situation. So what you want to do is figure out how to do that, how to get through that situation without getting shot. And like I said, the best thing is compliance. You're going to be called out of your home. You're going to hear the magic words come out with your hands up, walk forward. You're either going to be told to turn, you're definitely going to be told to turn away from the man with the bullhorn and either kneel and then put your hands behind your head, interlock your fingers and cross your feet, or kneel and prone out with your arms and legs stepped out. At that point, they are going to handcuff you, take you away, search you, make sure you're not carrying a weapon. This is the point where you can start talking about, hey, I didn't do anything. But from the time you're contacted to the time you're handcuffed and put in the back of a car, I wouldn't recommend doing anything, because that could be a real egregious situation.
That allows some time to calm down, doesn't it?
Exactly. You do exactly what they say. You realize that this is going to not be solved. Well, red dots are on your chest. Okay, do exactly what they need to do. Calm down. Get in the car. Let them search you. They are going to search your home. It's going to be a warrantless search. They're going to say it's exigent circumstances. They're going to go into your home whether you like it or not,
right,
and look for dead bodies. It's a bad situation, but it's not a death sentence. And thank God, like I said, you've got SWAT team commanders who are becoming more and more aware of this.
Well, I have surveillance cameras.
Perfect.
So if they would roll up on me, I'm going to know it's them. I'm also known to both the sheriff's department and the municipal police department, because I do this thing once a month where I feed the first responders at the Upstate Warrior Solution. So hopefully there would be some tie-in with that, because I also have the actual line officers come in and get fed as well. So, from that standpoint, I hope I have a leg up on that, but that's a really dangerous thing. It's a very irresponsible thing, and there needs to be some way for them to trace that back to who actually did it. Have they got that in place?
I think, no, not all jurisdictions. I think these people should be charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is that serious of an offense, because that's basically, it could very easily happen. Now, 99.9% of the time, they're going to do a call out. But, you know, you have every little police department in the country seems to have your SWAT team. The joke is, if you get two cops together at a two-man department, they're going to form their own SWAT team. There are some who might want to go in. There are some who might want to do a dynamic entry.
Right.
And that's incredibly, that's not something you learn how to deal with on a radio show. That could be very, very bad. Let's hope they don't do that.
Well, the problem with my house is I have this gigantic window that only comes up about mid-shin high on the low end of it. So if they wanted to do a dynamic entry, they can just basically kick that window in and just step in. On the lower level, I have a two-level house. So in the event that they were coming in hot and everything, I'd be trying to call them up, but I'd be upstairs. Just in my
yeah,
I'd be upstairs just to stay out of the line of their fire. I'm not going to be going guns up on them, but I'm going to be upstairs.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where I don't know if I want a gun around me. But then again, you know, we had home invasions here. The rage in Sarasota that was happening up there is these home invaders were going in, gang members. They had obviously stopped at some kind of flea market or something and bought the hat that say police or SWAT, and they were going in there screaming, "Please search warrant, please search warrant." And one of the guys they murdered didn't respond violently because he thought it was the cops. So that's where situational awareness comes into play.
Yeah.
If you're getting swatted, you're going to see a sea of red light.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. 5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter. We were just talking about swatting up. Next, I think we're going to talk a little ammo talk.
Yeah, the New York AG, Letitia James, who seems to be on all the news channels all the time.
All the time.
With her thing going on NRA or thing going on Trump. She's one of 20 AGs who wants to, this is going to sound stupid, who wants to ban 5.56 ammunition, the most popular caliber for the AR, for civilian use. She also wants Lake City Ammunition Plant, the Army Ammunition Plant in Missouri, investigated. She wants it investigated because they have millions of rounds of excess ammunition that they've been selling to the public. Remember not too long ago we talked about a story, a hit piece that the New York Times did
right.
on Lake City,
right?
Where they found a couple of pieces of brass that had been head stamped Lake City that were made at the Missouri plant at some crime scenes. And, oh, my God, we should shut the whole place down, even though they've been making Freedom Fries since during World War II. And the military has used them valorously, as have law enforcement and armed civilians. So I think we said then, watch ammunition. They're going to be coming after ammunition. The minute that New York Times story ran, I mean, it's like they're in collusion on these damn things.
Right. So here's my first question. So what does she want them investigated for? Just investigated or...
Yeah, investigated because they're making ammo and then selling it to the public, which is terrible, right? I mean, don't look for this woman's things to make sense. She's a nut.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the other team takes her pretty seriously. I mean, she campaigned. She was going to get Trump, and now she's trying to get Trump.
Sure. Keep that campaign promise.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as the rest of that goes, though, I mean, is there some sort of... And I miss things sometimes. Has there been some sort of kerfluffle that 5.56 ammo exists at all? Or
no, I think they just see an opportunity. And you got to realize how creative they've been, man. I mean, we've never seen the anti-gun forces this creative. I think after Bruin, that pushed a lot of them into trying to do things like this, come up with new ways to try and socket to people like us who value our civil rights. And by going after ammo, I think that story in the New York Times was done in collusion with what these AGs, these 20 AGs from all blue states, were talking about. Obviously, it's a huge infringement on the Second Amendment. You can't just go ahead and ban ammunition. That's a massive infringement. You can't even put a special tax on ammunition, or you're not supposed to. So kudos to them for coming up with a new reason. It's something we're going to have to litigate if this gets traction. Now, it could very easily get traction in these 20 blue states.
I keep reading about how Hezbollah has all of these thousands of missiles aimed at Israel. Is this the gun grabber Hezbollah missile volley fire we keep seeing, where they're constantly coming out with all of this stuff all the time? There's never a day where there's not some new gun control
coming out. These are all what we like to call the post-Bruin tantrum laws.
Right.
They know that Bruin was a game changer. They know it guaranteed we have a right to keep and bear arms outside of our home for self-defense. So they're coming up with new ways they think will solve it. I mean, I could see some of these blue states trying to implement a 5.56 ban. Look at what's going on in New York right now. They've got that background check for ammunition system. There seems to be like one 80-year-old person sitting at a teletype actually conducting the background checks.
Right.
Every gun dealer up there I know says they're losing money. It's not working. People are getting frustrated. They're walking out of the store. They're blaming the gun shop owner for the delays that have never happened before. It's some people are still able to get ammo, but it has really curtailed the amount of the ammunition that's being sold. It's a horrible thing from our perspective, but you know, for the gun ban industry, this thing is working exactly how they wanted it to.
Well, I have noticed. I just put up a video of a AR that I reviewed, and a lot of people a few comments. The AR I reviews is sort of a rare beast, sort of new, so. A lot of people haven't seen the video, but having said that, a lot of people there are complaining about the cost of 5.56. And,
right.
I haven't bought 5.56 in quite some time. I bought a bunch of it when it was still relatively inexpensive. And I just don't shoot it that much. I have to reconstitute 9mm more than I ever do 5.56. So I haven't noticed the price of it, but I have looked, and I mean, yeah, I looked at one place, and like a 1,000 rounds of 5.56 was $800.
I don't think we're going to see it that bad yet. There might have been green tip or some exotic.
Right.
But I think that's exactly what they want to have happen. I don't think they're going to be satisfied until it's back at a buck around.
Yeah. The only problem, you know, do you think it would be more expensive to reload that than it would be to buy it?
I know very few guys that reload 223. I would not be the one to judge. I would think that's where we're all going to be headed, unfortunately, if these type of things get any headway. Don't you? I mean, got to have the ammo for that gun.
Yeah, I mean,
I notice you're going to see a lot of people slow down on the amount of training that they do with the firearm, which I think is the wrong answer. You can cut down. You still need a lot of dry fire. You can still do a lot of dry fire, but it doesn't cost a dime.
Sure.
But I think that's where we're headed, and I think that's exactly their intent. They want to curtail sales. They want to make it more expensive, and God knows they could very easily.
Well, as far as the training part of it goes, I would hope. Well, I mean, the training, I guess, and it'd be nice to have Bob here to ask him this, if there's a way to take carbine training and reduce the round count and still have a fairly decent curriculum as far as the training goes.
I can answer that in lieu of Bob.
Okay.
What he did, and I think it's genius, right from the get-go during the last ammunition scare, is he's got a 2,000-round two-day course for his basic or his intermediate. I don't want to say basic, but for his general course, you need 1,000 rounds of carbine and 1,000 rounds of handgun. And I've taken his class, and I don't know how many times. Usually I'll leave with, you know, 100 rounds of 9 or maybe 75 rounds of AR ammo.
Right.
But now he's, you know, he's seeing a lot of people that are, instead of shooting two mags, doing a drill with two 30-round mags, they'll do with two 15-rounds, and that's fine.
Right.
He doesn't say anything, so he's just decreasing the round count, which definitely helps. Saves money. It's all about the money, but you still got to train.
Yeah, you got to get the reps in.
I mean,
in.
Shooting is such a perishable skill.
Got to get the reps in. And, I mean, most of what I'm doing now with AR, and once I get it zeroed, I'll tell you maybe another time anyway. Talking to Lee Williams, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. I am talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load, and we were just talking about training in a with fewer rounds and trying to get something out of it. And what I've been doing when I go out with an AR, and I have resolved in my head, Lee, that I'm gonna pull the trigger every time I go to a range on an AR. Okay.
Okay.
I have decided that, but. You know, like one of them is a 300 blackout. Feeding that is very expensive. So, I've decided to do most of my training on 5.56. So, what I'm going to be doing once I'm going to reconfirm zero. Once I have reconfirmed zero, then most of what I'm going to do is going to be transition between pistol and rifle. Simply because I think if I can hit the target while I'm transitioning, I can probably hit the target while I'm not transitioning because. And for me, that's where I lack the most repetitions. Because when I was in the military, when I carried my primary weapon, when I had a secondary, was an M60. And I never ever segued from the M60 to my 45.
Right.
So now in this new setup with a primary and secondary, I'm working and practicing on the transition from that because that's not really something I've ever done in a lot of places, and I've been working on trying to get that proficient and smooth, not necessarily quick, but smooth. So that and you know I can do that for two magazines on the AR, and I can probably do that for four different sets of repetitions. Because what I normally do is I get up there and I'll go four shots with the AR, four shots with the pistol, four shots with the AR. Just switching back and forth between those two.
That's good. I just do the dots.
Right.
And once I get set up and when I'm dialed in and everything's clicking, then all I'm doing out there is shooting and moving. That's it. And fortunately, Bob's Range, where I'm a member, allows that and allows your own bay. You can set up whatever you want. Start back at 50 yards, walk forward with the carbine, and then when you get a closer transition, a handgun. All I'm doing is shooting and moving. That's pretty much it once I'm dialed in. And, it's also a hell of a lot of fun, but I'm not doing nearly the amount of reps that I did before just because, God, I don't know, you know, it's every day there's something else, that Joe is screwing up and you just got to wonder if you're going to need it. You're going to need those rounds anytime soon.
Right. Well, I mean, the next thing that I'm going to do is the next little drill I'm going to do is I don't have as much room to move, shoot and move, okay? So the drill I'm going to do, he has a direction of fire where I can fire at about 50 yards. So I'm going to start close, and I'm going to be firing to my left. And then I'm going to move sort of rapidly, get down in the prone, and fire down that 40-yard lane. And I'm going to do that over and over again. And that's going to be as close as I can get to shooting and moving on this particular range where I shoot most of the time.
Right.
And I'm doing that because right now, to watch me get down on the ground is, you know, you can time that in the minutes. I mean, it's, you know, I'm getting old,
knees are
bad. Gosh, it's hard.
Yeah.
Now, if I wear a set of knee pads, I can do it fairly well. But, I mean, it comes down to, after I had the heart attack, I had to be taught how to move around on the floor again. In physical therapy, I had to get on my back, roll over on my stomach, use my leg to roll over, all this other stuff. It was amazing what they had to teach me to redo again for
right.
That happened. So, getting back into the swing of those things, it's not like it was when I was in my 20s and I could just dive into the prone while on a dead run. So I'm gonna try to work that way to get into that. And if I can move laterally fairly fast, and I'm not even going to use a timer for that either.
I know Bob lives with one. He's probably got one in his pocket right now, wherever the hell he is.
Right.
I'm not a huge timer guy either when I'm out by myself. Yeah, so I'm taking his class and going through something like that. That's great. You know, let's use the timer. Let's see how good I can do. But on my own, if it's just me at the range, which is getting rarer, I'm not timing myself. I know I should. I know it's a great tool. But, if it's just me, I'd be lying if I said I'm using any kind of timer at all.
Right. Well, I mean, the reason I do the reps the way I do them, I try to do them in the beginning very slow and very deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just gradually increasing the tempo as I go. I'm not, you know, if I get out there and go, okay, timer, boom, splits, boom, you know.
Yeah.
I need to do it correctly. I need to get in the habit of doing it correctly. So just my little thing. Just my little thing. One thing that I find interesting, though, is that 9mm, I don't see 9mm going up at all. Have you seen that?
No. Matter of fact, I've seen it coming down.
Yeah.
God.
So it's an interesting time because I've never existed in a time where, like, the primary rifle round that most everybody wants is like gold, and the primary pistol round, which I would presume people fire by a who knows by how much more of a factor than they do the rifle round, is cheaper.
Yeah.
So, you know, do what I can. I guess I'll shoot the pistol more than I do the rifle, but I think it's important every time you go and get on a range that you pull the trigger on your rifle a few times at the very minimum.
You have to go through all your defensive firearms. Yeah, you got to keep them all clicking and all working. I couldn't agree more. The price is just getting to me. And God forbid this thing gets any traction. I don't want to return to the days of a dollar a round. I remember buying 8K kibble for $170 for a case.
Yeah.
We'll never see that again.
No.
Hopefully. That's why I take it's a fine line when you're writing about this. You want to write and let people know what's going on, but you don't want to cause a panic. You don't want to cause a run on ammo. So I'll come on and I'll gladly talk to you and your readers and tell them what's going on. Your folks are adult enough to realize what they're trying to do, but it's not panic buying time yet.
Well, I think it'd be worthwhile to try to get one of these ammo people on somehow or another. And just ask them, well, if there's no shortage, why is the price going up?
Yeah, their prices are going up too.
Yeah.
So I mean, even their component wholesalers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem which you run into. I mean, the usual sources of these components are struggling just to put out rounds for their distributors.
Right.
So, and that's why you get a big government, you know, thing like Lake City. That could be really bad. I mean, that could really hurt. But we're not there yet, folks. We're not there yet.
That's the plum they keep trying to pick, though. That's the one they keep making noise about it and everything. And I don't know if they're trying to figure out what the reaction is going to be or what it is, but they keep throwing that one out there all the time.
Well, they're gonna keep trying everything until they can negatively impact our shooting and our rights. I've never seen such creative crap before in my life, and creative it is, but not in a good way.
Yeah, well, you know, sooner or later they're going to run out of options, and then that'll be the interesting day when they run out of options where they've got to start getting repetitive. And they've got to say, oh, well, we're back to this thing that's already been smashed by the courts, and we got to look at this now. I'll be very interested to see where that goes, because I really, you know, if there's going to be an insurrection or a civil war or a flashpoint, it's not going to be because of us. They're going to be the ones doing that. And I'll tell you when I expect to see that, and you tell me what you think about it. If somebody other than Biden gets elected president, I would expect things to get a little interesting.
Yeah. I would think if we have major election issues this time around.
Yeah.
I could see it getting interesting, too. Look what they're doing in Trump right now. I mean, Fox just had something on all the legal hassle he's facing. He's, like, got six legal cases.
Yeah. Well, but he keeps having them. They're falling by the wayside left and right as we go.
Oh, left and right.
Hang on for me, if you will. We got one more break to go through. I'm talking to Lee Williams. Just we're doing a little speculation now, but we're going to move on. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Lock and Load. I'm talking to Lee Williams, and we're going to talk Let There Be Light. You've got some new flashlights coming across your desk.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, when I first started in law enforcement, and that's probably about 150 years ago, my first flashlight was a mag light. It carried 4D batteries,
yeah.
Weighed about 70 pounds,
yeah.
Had like maybe 5 lumens. Then I went to the street light, rechargeable. Our cars had 12 volts so we can recharge it while we were working. That was 35,000 candle power. It wasn't much smaller than the Maglite, but it was considerably brighter, and it was always going on the print. They were really touching. And then I went to the Surefire 6P, which I believe had like 60 lumens, and it was a lot brighter than that Streamlight and about a tenth the size. Now, we are living in the glory days, the heyday of small flashlights. Yeah, I'm a firm believer. I have a light on every one of my defensive weapons, including some that I don't carry. But secondary, I always carry secondary. And I got I reviewed the Streamlight Micro, which is about 120 lumens. And now they're sending the Macro, which is not much bigger than one of your fingers.
Right.
And that thing's 500 lumens. And the thing I like about it is they're both rechargeable. No more batteries. There's a little, you pull the bezel down, and there's a place to put it in a USB port, and no more buying batteries. And 500 lumens is damn near a weapon.
Yeah.
I always think when you're clearing a room, I like to have between 120 and 150 lumens. 500, I mean, you can pretty much give the guy an x-ray and see if he's got any bones broken.
Sure.
I firmly, and the prices are incredible. I mean, they're not $500. The micro that I bought, I believe was under 100, and I think the macro is going to come in at around that too. So nobody has any excuse. I know there are some guys out there that don't like putting a flashlight on their firearm for whatever reason. They're worried about Charlie seeing them on the middle of the battlefield or giving their position away, whatever. That's a personal choice. But I like having one on the gun because you can operate one-handed. And I like a backup. If you don't have one on your gun, you get two of these. So, because one is none and two is one.
Right.
And anything electronic can always fail.
Right.
We're so lucky to have these in such small packages. There's no need for, I have the Surefire Sidekick on my keys. That's 120 lumens. That's about as big as a Zippo lighter.
I have one Surefire, and the new thing I've seen that also, this also for your Staccato. They make this thing they call antimatter something or other. They make this thing they call the wing, which is a little ledge. It pops out when you pull it out of the holster.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You can press down on it, but that actually mounts to the flashlight. It's actually designed for one of the Streamlight TLR7s, I think it is. So they actually mount it to the flashlight. I've got this Glock over here, this Glock 19. It has a single port compensator bolted onto a Surefire X300. So if I don't want to keep it compensated, I pop off the flashlight and it goes back to being standard.
So, and that wing folds up and fits in your holster.
It does. It does indeed. Okay. It pops out when you pull it, and then you're using that. They call that the decelerator ledge or something like that, the gas ledge.
The accelerator,
whatever it is. You press down on that to keep your, with the Staccato, the fact that somebody got out of the insult thought that was an idea that had to be done. Not bad, I don't guess, but what I'm saying is that a lot of people build things now based on Streamlight. And Streamlight, to me, they sort of eat Surefire's lunch because they make a really good product. And at the same time, like the Surefire X300, that starts at $300.
Yeah.
And a TLR1 can be had for like $120. And I'm not sure the TLR1 is not as good a flashlight as the Surefire X300. So, yeah. So is this a narrow flashlight? Because I've been seeing these flat flashlights coming out too.
Yeah, it's round. And like I said, it's a little bit bigger in circumference than a pen.
Right.
I mean, it's smaller than my tactical pens around. It's got a nice little clip. It's light. It's got the cap on the back that you push, which is great tactically for if you're using that in your left, in your offhand, and then you're using your firearm in your right.
Right.
It's the best flashlight I've ever carried, tactically. And I'm with you on Surefire, the Streamlight. All of my pistols have the Streamlight TLR7, including my Staccato and a couple of Glock 19s. I do have the Surefire Scout on my AR. I like that, and that handles their everything I need to do. I don't have any cables or switches. It's just right up there on about the 10 o'clock position at an angle. Push the on button with my my thumb on my on my weak hand. But I would say tactical advice for everybody out there, you got to have at least one. And I would definitely recommend two.
I've been testing some Olights. Do you have any opinion of Olight? I know it has a bad rap.
I don't understand why. I'm glad you mentioned that. I have an Olight light laser that they sent me on my shotgun.
Right.
And that has never missed a beat.
Well, somebody stuck one in their mouth, and the lithium ion battery exploded while it was in his mouth. So that would be more of a thing on the battery to me than it would be on the light itself. But I mean, what do you think about rechargeable battery lights versus batteries lights that just take more batteries?
I like them. It's cheaper, and I'm not crushing crime anymore.
Right.
So I'm not using a light 6-7 hours a shift. It's a question of how long that battery's going to, how many recharges you get out of it. But the price point on these flashlights is so low, so I'll recharge it 100, 150 times and it dies. I can go buy two new ones.
Right.
Compared to what I'd have to pay for a battery sticks for that old Streamlight 35 or some of the other things. Yeah, I have enough money invested. I invest enough money in batteries just with all the accessories, some of the accessories on some of my guns, but I like it. I've tested the Olights too. I haven't ever found a problem. And that one is eating a lot of 12 gauge recoil.
Yeah.
And neither the light nor the laser have failed.
Well, every time I put one on, this Mitchell Defense rifle I've got. And everything was going well until I said, and over here I've got this Olight. Let the comments begin. So, I understand there's always going to be, nobody's going to like everything I put on a gun, and that's fine. That becomes a matter of personal preference. If I put on Streamlight, they'll be like Surefire. If I put on Surefire, they'll be like, oh, you should try this or that or the other. Modlight, well, you know, that's a big heavy-duty flashlight, but it's big.
I like what Bobby always says, it's shooter choice. And that's the one decision I'll make on my own.
Right.
Don't tell me how to spend my money.
Yeah. Well, having said that, I think you go for the most bang for your buck, because I would rather spend a lot of money on the gun than the accessories. Unless we're talking. Now, the optic, I'm looking for quality on the optic. I don't have to spend a lot of money on them. And I sort of, the optic thing, we'll have to talk about this next time, because I've been seeing a lot of optics now. There's less expensive options coming out that I think are fairly decent.
And there's incredibly expensive options that are coming out, like the new SIG retails, carbine optic retails for around $4,000.
Yeah.
And looks eerily similar to my EOTech.
Oh,
I don't know what you get for $4,000 on a carbine optic. Maybe it comes packed in Kruger rings. Who knows?
You could also go for the, I think I've got a Holosun 300 something or other that goes on one of my ARs that looks suspiciously like an EOTech, and you can get that for $300.
Yeah.
So well, this actually looks like a big pistol optic. It's just a bigger, same form factors you might have on your pistol, just built for a rifle. But anyway, well, that's another day, another chat. As usual, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure. Anytime, brother.
Yes, sir. You can find Lee's work at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find his work at armedamericanradio.com. Oh, no, excuse me, armedamericannews.com, which is the collaboration with Armed American Radio. And you can find his, he's also the lone investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Coming up next, it's going to be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.